From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United States Supreme Court on Tuesday narrowly upheld the Trump administration's travel restrictions. The ruling lets the administration enforce one of its most controversial policies. President Trump was very happy when he heard about the ruling.
The fact that today's Supreme Court ruling just coming out, a tremendous success, a tremendous victory for the American people and for our Constitution. This is a great victory for our Constitution.
Under the so-called travel ban, citizens of five Muslim countries, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen, as well as North Koreans and some individuals linked to the Venezuelan government, are barred from traveling to the United States. President Trump says his trade policies are not responsible for Harley-Davidson's decision to move some motorcycle production overseas. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Harley-Davidson cited retaliatory tariffs as the reason it's shifting some of its motorcycle production overseas. But President Trump says that's just an excuse.
I think the people that ride Harleys are not happy with Harley-Davidson, and I wouldn't be either.
Trump warns that any shift in production will result in Harleys being taxed like never before. But House Speaker Paul Ryan says the core issue is the president's decision to impose tariffs on aluminum and steel imports.
I think tariffs are basically taxes. And what ends up happening is you get escalating tariffs or escalating taxes.
Ryan says there are other, better tools to fight unfair trading practices. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Ethiopia's prime minister greeted an Eritrean delegation on Tuesday at the start of the first high-level meeting in nearly two decades between representatives of the two countries. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani insisted in a speech Tuesday that the country's economic situation is not as dire as many claim it to be. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Former Iranian President Abul Hassan Bani Sadr, who lives in exile in France, tells VOA that he doubts the reimposition of sanctions on Tehran is behind the current economic crisis in the country. Bani Sadr said there are political factors within the Iranian regime itself which are catalysts in the current crisis. He says the country's military economic mafia is deliberately provoking a serious crisis in order to take control of the government and force new presidential elections. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For the third time this year, the U.S. military has deployed an aircraft carrier to patrol the South China Sea. The nuclear-powered USS Ronald Reagan is carrying more than 70 aircraft. The U.S. has no territorial claims in the region, but has declared freedom of navigation and overflight in the waters is in the country's national interests. A British royal is making an historic visit to the Middle East. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Prince William began the first official visit to Israel by a British royal with a solemn ceremony at the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem. William will meet Wednesday with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank, which prompted this appeal from Israeli President Reuven Rivlin.
I would like you to send President Abbas a message of peace and tell him it is about time that we have to bring to an end the tragedy between us that goes along for more than 120 years.
Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
India has been named the most dangerous country in the world for women in a survey of global experts on women's issues. The survey by the Thomson Reuters Foundation, released Tuesday, asked 550 experts which of the 193 UN member states were the worst for women, ranking them in terms of health care, economic resources, traditional practices, sexual and non-sexual abuse, and human trafficking. India was followed by war-torn Afghanistan and Syria in second and third in place. Somalia ranked fourth, Saudi Arabia fifth. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.